Hello, everyone. This is Jennifer Grable, Family Consumer Science Agent with the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. Well, last week, a simple tweet on Twitter showed that there can be a lot of barriers to consumers adopting food safety practices at home. The CDC, or Centers for Disease Control, tweeted, "Don't wash your raw chicken. Washing can spread germs from the chicken to other food or utensils in the kitchen." That simple tweet made Twitter explode with a variety of different reactions. So we're trying to do our part and help get the word out. We want to share poultry safety messages in order to help you understand how important it is to make sure that you are safely preparing poultry at home. Rinsing raw meat can spread germs around your kitchen, and the only way to kill those harmful bacteria on the meat and the poultry is to cook it to the safe internal temperature. Your poultry should be cooked to 165 degrees. So washing it is not getting any of that bacteria off because your water is not going to get to that temperature. Rinsing raw meat or poultry prior to preparing it is not a food safety step and can actually spread harmful bacteria around the kitchen. In fact, research has been shown that washing your chicken can spray salmonella up to 3 feet around your kitchen. So think about what's 3 feet from your sink, because washing it is not going to remove any of that bacteria like salmonella. One of the reasons you should practice safe poultry handling is because after the age of 75, many adults have weakened immune systems, as well as for young adults too. Our young children have a weakened immune system because they're still building that up. So if you are in either of these populations, the younger or the older, as well as if you just have a compromised immune system because you have some illness or whatever, you're increasing the risk of contracting foodborne illness from these germs like salmonella or campylobacter. Food illness usually causes a stomach ache, and in some cases it can lead to kidney failure or other chronic long-term health problems. In fact, in 2014, chicken was linked to 23 outbreaks and is the food category responsible for the second largest number of foodborne illnesses. Contaminated food sickens nearly 48 million people in the United States every year. That's 1 in 6. Even one drop of raw poultry juice could contain enough campylobacter to cause illnesses. So we want to make sure you understand the do's and the don'ts. Even when you're in the store, there are certain things you don't touch or you try to wash your hands or whatever. It's important to disinfect your shopping cart handle. Use those disinfectant wipes at the beginning of the store on the surfaces, especially those handlebars and child seats. Place poultry in a plastic bag. In the meat section, they always have the bags hanging at the top. Use those plastic bags provided at those meat sections to help avoid cross-contamination. Cover your hand with a plastic grocery bag when you're grabbing your raw poultry from the meat case. There's been plenty of times that I've reached and grabbed some chicken and then my hands felt all dirty and greasy and wet from the poultry juice. Since you don't have access typically to a bathroom right in the grocery store, use hand sanitizer after touching raw and packaged poultry if your soap and water is not available. When you get home, place your poultry in the fridge, but keep it in that plastic bag and place it on a low shelf to prevent leakage from contaminating other foods. Wash your hands before and after handling. Use warm water and soap to clean hands and surfaces that have potentially come into contact with poultry or its juices. Make sure that you thaw it in the refrigerator and use a food thermometer when you're cooking your food. That's the only way to test to see if any of your food is done. You must cook poultry to a safe temperature of 165 degrees to kill the harmful bacteria. You want to check the temperature just before the food is expected to be done. You place the food thermometer in the thickest part of the food, making sure not to touch the bone, fat, or gristle. When you're done, make sure you clean the food thermometer with hot, soapy water after each use. Again, don't wash your chicken. You don't believe me? Google it on YouTube. There's an extension video that actually shows you not to wash your chicken. And it'll show you what I was talking about, that 3 feet around your kitchen sink can become contaminated with salmonella or other foodborne illnesses. So this is just some tips to help you figure out to how to practice safe poultry handling. This has been Jennifer Grable, Family Consumer Science Agent with the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. Thanks for tuning in this week.